her mouth. She wants to ride it, she's trying to hide it. I'm cool as ever, she's too excited. Her man look like he wanna fight. He ain't doing nothing but running his mouth. Talk about it, we all
write it down, folks. March 5th, 2025. It will hereby go down in history as the day we begin our show talking about the Green Bay Packers kicker. It's an unusual place to start, I'll be honest. But given what we have been through, Gabe, given what Packers Nation has been through regarding the position, it actually doesn't feel like that big of an overreaction.
Look, this is a first. It's probably going to be a last. But I don't want to have to go through that again. I don't have to lie to myself that the Narv dog's going to be coming through in the clutch. No, when you find a good kicker, you hold on to that kicker. And the fact that the Packers came to an agreement with Brandon McManus yesterday, locking him into Green Bay for the next 3 seasons, I don't have to worry about that. And I'll tell you what, Jen, I know Chewy doesn't think of kickers and punters as football players, and that may be true.
Well, not even that. It's people.
I will never take a kicker for granted again. A year and a half of not having a kicker is just, it's too stressful. I don't want to deal with it. I only get 17 of these games every single year. I don't have to worry about, is my kicker good enough? Do I have faith in my kicker to come out and make a 35-yard field goal?
Adam Schefter yesterday reporting that McManus has agreed to a new contract with the Packers. It's a 3-year deal worth $15.3 million with $5 million in guaranteed money. Which occurred to me, Gabe, that when you were suggesting that the Green Bay Packers franchise tag Brandon McManus at a rate of about $6 million, it wasn't that far off. The deal they came to with him obviously gives you long-term security at the position, again, barring any injury, barring any incident. But the price is about that. So when you were saying, hey, if you can't get a deal done, lock him up for 1 year at $6+ million, the Packers sort of did that when you consider the $5 million in guaranteed money and the $15.3 million over 3 years.
It's not a coincidence that this got done yesterday. Right? Like, it's not a coincidence that this got done yesterday early in the afternoon before the 3 p.m. Central deadline to franchise tag a player. And unless somebody like Jason or Rob tells me differently, I actually, based on when that deal got done, I actually think the Packers would have franchise tagged him had it come to
I think that's a very good theory. I think that's a very good theory. The timing is what obviously makes it seem most likely. But they basically were saying, hey, we've got leverage here, pal.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we can franchise tag you, and it's a pretty nice little chunk of change for you for 1 year, and we can kick this bad boy down the road, and we can deal with it again in 1 year. And he was probably like, you know, again, the assertion was that maybe he didn't want to be in Green Bay. Maybe he wanted to see where else he could be. But the Packers are a first-class organization, man. You know, and if you've been around the block and you've been with other teams, no matter how great you think the city is or no matter how great you think the fan bases are, the Packers are the creme de la creme. Now, are they championship caliber team? We'll see. But Brandon McManus gets them closer to that. Having a reliable kicker gets you closer to that than the revolving door that they had prior to Brandon McManus stepping into 1265.
And look, I understand. For kickers, Lambeau Field's not an easy place to kick in. The wind swirls. You never know what's going to happen. And that's why, you know, even though, you know, he didn't have, you know, the top field goal percentage in the league, you always knew you could rely on Mason Crosby. Like, you knew his leg was strong enough to deal with whatever you had to deal with inside Lambeau Field. And even though the Packers did not win the game, but after he kicked that field goal against the Bears to put them ahead in week 17, coldest game of the year at Lambeau, all right, that to me goes, all right, that should put to bed any doubts that this should be your guy going forward. And again, for McManus, yeah, they could have given you $6 million or whatever in the franchise tag, but now you get $15 million. And look, as a kicker, I understand that's only $5 million of it's guaranteed. Chances are you're making all $15 of that. Like, how many times do kickers actually not live through their deals? How many times are teams cutting kickers as a salary cap casualty? Doesn't really happen. So you're going to more than likely be getting all $15 million of that. You're going to be on a team that's on an upward swing, a team that you know is going to be competitive, getting into the playoffs, and if they get the right pieces this year, next year, maybe you're competing for a Super Bowl.
I want to go back to the psychology of your status this morning. Of you had talked about how they should franchise tag him. Obviously, they needed to lock this up. This, again, is because of PTSD. This, again, is because it was so bad, so rough, so unreliable for so many, so for way too long, so many games. Look, Matt LaFleur may want to live it down, but we will never, ever forget the quote from Tom Rinaldi during the game about what he does when his kicker trots out there on the field, and he said, pray. We'll never forget that. That will go down in history of this generation, of this era of Green Bay Packers teams. That will be something that people always remember. And by locking up McManus, you hopefully remove yourself from that space, from that, oh, I don't know if we can count on this. And then are you strategizing the game differently? Are you going for it when normally you
Absolutely.
Would trot somebody out there to kick a gimme? Of course you were. So for Matt LaFleur, this is a huge sigh of relief. He is wiping the sweat off of his brow, and he and the team are allowed to go focus on other things. So, Gabe, what's next? What is the next move that the Green Bay Packers make to get them closer to being a championship team?
I mean, I don't know if this is the move that they make, but the move they should make. You don't have to wait until next week to go talk to Devontae Adams. He's now out there. He was released yesterday. I'm glad Brandon McManus is a member of the Green Bay Packers, and that is, again, it doesn't seem that big of a deal because he's just a kicker, but Goody said it, and I agree with him when he said it. If you want to be a championship team, you have to have a championship kicker, so you can check that thing off the list. And that's, thankfully, check that off, and now you can focus on those other things that you want to take care of this offseason. And again, you don't have to now wait until Monday at noon when that legal tampering window opens in the NFL. Devontae Adams is without a contract, which means you can go negotiate with him right now. Devontae Adams could sign at any moment with any team now that he's been released from the New York Jets.
What does your gut tell you is going to happen with Devontae Adams?
I don't think Goody
Chiefs.
Does it. Yeah. Everybody keeps saying that he wants to go back out west because that's where his family is. That's where he's originally from. I understand the Chiefs isn't out west despite them being in the NFC West. But
AFC.
Yeah, that's what I meant. The AFC West. But, I mean, if the Chiefs come calling, how do you say no? I mean, I understand if you would want to come back to Green Bay, but as interested as we are as a fan base, do we actually think that Goody would be interested in a 30-plus-year-old receiver?
I think that Devontae Adams is the exception to that rule. Several reasons. One, the experience in Green Bay. Experience with Matt LaFleur's offense. Also, they need a veteran leadership in the worst way. They need a veteran to guide and steady that group in the worst way. That's taking nothing away from the guys who are currently there. It's just saying, man, it was a glaring void over the last few seasons. And so to me, and we've said this multiple times on the show, guys, it makes perfect sense. Of all of the things, of all of the marriages, of all of the unions that we see occur in the NFL on a year-by-year basis, point to one that makes more sense than Devontae Adams, now a free agent, now looking for a ring, hoping to be on a championship team, then going back to the team he was with and leading that young receiver room. I can't find a reason in my head other than ego and some of those other things that might, I'm not saying they do, but might exist because of the way that stuff went down with Devontae Adams. That's the only reason I could come up with where Goody would go, nah, I don't think it's going to work. Because he's still good. That's the bottom line. Well, we watched him this past year, and he is still good enough to be a difference maker for this offense.
And I guess every situation is different. And I know Jason loves bringing up this guy's name when it comes to receivers that you released. But Jordy Nelson still had some good football left in him when they decided to move on from Jordy Nelson. And he was on the team. And they didn't even offer him a pay cut because they just, sorry, you're too old. We're going to move on. So that's the thing that I worry about. Goody's track record of not wanting a player that age unless he's been here literally that entire time. That's the thing I'm scared of. I want Devontae in the worst way because I think the fall off between Devontae and the next crop of free agents is drastic.
A gulch, you might say.
You got anything bigger?
The Grand Canyon?
There you go. The biggest gulch of them all.
Oh, I always say a galaxy. You know, when you think of things that are vast and wide and you can't really put your finger on how large it is, the difference between Davante Adams and the rest of the wide receiver free agents is a galaxy.
Because every other wide receiver free agent, like the only thing that you're worried about with Davante is age. Production has been there. He had over 1,000 yards last year despite playing in a bad situation in Las Vegas, missing a couple of games, going and playing with Aaron Rodgers, still combined with all the games he played, still finished with over 1,000 yards. But guys like Chris Godwin, coming off of a pretty tough injury, you know, pretty tough ankle injury for there. Amari Cooper wasn't very good at the end of last year. Stephon Diggs, tough injury, hasn't been good for a couple of years. So it just the fall off is so drastic that if you don't go get Davante Adams, I don't know if it's worth getting one of those other veteran wide receivers. You might as well just try to upgrade in the first or second round.
And as we discuss often on this program, nothing exists in a vacuum. And whether you like it or not, the Davante Adams sweepstakes is going to maybe be dependent on what Aaron Rodgers does. And so that's the next domino that maybe
I don't think it has anything to do with.
I agree with you. Actually, I agree with you. I'm actually stunned at how many people nationally believe that the two are inextricably tied. Every time I see somebody talk about, well, he's probably going to team up with Rodgers. He's probably going to hook up with him in this spot or that spot or that. I'm like, I don't know.
I don't think Davante wants to be a Titan or a Giant.
That's what I'm saying. Do you think he wants to stay in New York, play for a bad Giants team, go to the Titans, get his brains beat in?
No. I think they're at two different places in their career where Aaron's looking for somebody who might want him, and Davante is still going to have the opportunity to choose where he would like to land. The thing I fear the most about Davante is that there would be mutual desire on both ends from the Packers and Davante, but if a Chiefs or another contender comes out and offers you $6-7 more million, like what's stopping the Commanders from offering that much more? And Davante goes, well, what's the difference between the two teams? Obviously, I have the familiarity with the Packers, but it's not like the Packers are somewhat on a higher tier than you would say the Commanders are. So there is a situation there where at some point the money will matter to Davante.
Let's go down the list of the betting favorites according to DraftKings. The Packers are actually the top team at plus 190 to be Adams' next team. Chargers are next at plus 500, followed by the 49ers at plus 650, then the Rams at 750, Steelers at 950, Broncos and Patriots at 1,000.
He's not going to New England.
Another reunion with the Raiders is a 12-1 proposition, so 1,200. I don't see the Chiefs on that list. I don't see the Bills on that list. I don't see the Commanders on the list. And that's not to say that none of those things, they're not going to happen. It's just to say that the betting in Vegas has a different list.
I would be surprised if the Commanders would be aggressive in getting him, seeing as how they just decided to trade for Deebo Samuel's contract. So that would be surprising to me. They already went out. They got their wide receiver that they believe is going to be able to complement Terry McLaurin. So I would be shocked if the Commanders insert themselves into the Davante Adams sweepstakes.
Some of the other teams being mentioned on various platforms online include, of course, the New York Giants, and that, I believe, is because of the Aaron Rodgers connection. Rodgers is thought to be going to the Giants, or now the Titans, I guess, are in the mix as well. Patriots is on this list as well, guys, from USA Today.
They would have to pay so much damn money. They're trying
to flip, right? They're trying to rebuild. They're trying to get back to their winning ways of the past. Los Angeles Rams on this list as well. Honorable mention the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Denver Broncos.
Rams make a lot of sense, especially since they're moving on from Cooper.
What about the Steelers? Again, I think Davante has a pretty good relationship with Mike Tomlin.
They don't have a quarterback.
Yeah, it depends upon they got to figure out their quarterback situation first before they worry about trying to. You're not going to be able to land Davante by going, yeah, we'll figure out quarterback later. Just come on, buddy.
Somebody
just
will be throwing
us.
You the ball.
Yeah. Trust us. We're the team that's thrown out Kenny Pickett for playoff games. We're the team that has decided that Mason Rudolph was the answer at one point. So
as good as you feel about the Brandon McManus thing, and it is, again, all relative, we are talking about the kicker, but something that they needed to lock up and were able to do so yesterday, how confident are you that Davante Adams will be a member of the Green Bay Packers?
Not very. And I would, again, my ideal plan is spending a day one, day two pick on a wide receiver and getting Davante Adams. I think that's a position that you have to not just plan for 2025, you have to plan for beyond. And given that you have no idea what's happening, Christian Watson, Who knows how healthy he is going to be coming off the ACL in a contract year. I'm assuming that Romeo Doubs is not going to be a Packer beyond this season. You have to start backfilling that position the way that they used to, you know, going back to the early 2000s, that lineage that basically ended with Devontae Adams, where they were constantly backfilling and they had somebody waiting in the wings. So when somebody, it was time to move on from somebody, like it was time to move on from Donald Driver, it was time to move on from Greg Jennings, time to move on from Jordy Nelson, you always had somebody waiting in those wings, and it's been a while since they've had that lineage, and they need to start backfilling the position once again.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how confident are you that the Packers will go out and sign Devontae Adams as a free agent? We'll put it on the Jen, Gabe, and Chewy Twitter poll. There'll be ranges, right? Joshy?
Yeah, one. Probably do like in thirds. Yeah. 1 to 3, 4 to, yeah.
6?
Mm-hmm.
7 to 10? Yep. All right. Is that even? I never know. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. No, darn it.
If people have questions, they can suck it.
Two words for you.
If you don't like how we fractioned out 1 through 10
Take
on the Jen, Gabe, and Chewy Twitter poll. Still a lot of stuff to get to this morning. We have Adam Schefter coming up at the bottom of the hour. Perhaps he has some insight into what Devontae Adams wants to do, what his priorities are in this now, his free agency cycle. And Aaron Rodgers. Where in the world will the future Hall of Famer be quarterbacking in 2025? That's next.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
There's two things she counts in the house. One of the pictures. Yeah. What do you think the other one is?
Firearms.
Viagra.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Rolling in on the Carbless Talk and Text Line, 800-990-3776. Liz is more. Ray in the 414 says, I feel like Adams coming back home makes too much sense, so I don't think it will happen. I also don't think Goody's pride will let him re-sign Devontae Adams.
There's part of me that I don't think... So there was acrimony there, but Devontae didn't go out of his way to blast the Packers. He kept it pretty professional. In everything. We know the truth because we talked to...
I feel like his first couple of interviews he did once he got to Vegas, he made it pretty known that he felt pretty disrespected, which is why he wanted to be out.
Right, and I think that's fair, though. I'm the best wide receiver in the NFL, or arguably, and they didn't offer me the right amount of money, but he didn't spend time like trying to stick it to the Packers as maybe some other player, Greg Jennings, for example.
Sure.
Like, I think there is a difference there.
Yeah. If there's a difference between Devontae and Greg Jennings, yes.
And Aaron Rodgers, yeah. To be quite frank.
I feel, whatever acrimony existed between Goody and Devontae, I feel could be fixed if Devontae was younger. The one thing we've learned, I feel, about Brian Gutekunst over the last handful of years is that he's more Ted than Ron. And he's been a little more aggressive in the free agent market. Certainly last year, you look back to what he did in 2019 when he had to supplement. But the thing that all of those players that he went out and got in free agency had in common is they were still in their 20s. Like, they were still somebody that was, you know, maybe getting a second contract, the way we saw with the two guys he got last year. With what we saw when he signed Za'Darius Smith and Preston Smith and Billy Turner and Adrian Amos. Like, those guys were still in their 20s. He hasn't really added a veteran that's like, okay, this is your last chance, unless it's been out of desperation. He did that a couple of times in the late 2010s, early 2020s with a couple offensive linemen, and I don't know if he thinks he's at desperation moments with the wide receiver room.
Cody in the 708 says, Tay would be a good and much-needed addition, but don't you agree Goody still needs to go find a long-term solution at wide receiver one?
That's why I think, again, you get Devontae Adams and you still spend a day one or two draft capital on a wide receiver.
I want to plant my flag early. Jaden Higgins from Iowa State. He's like 6'4",
like
200
him.
Plus
I like
pounds.
Yep.
Would be the body type and style of player you are looking for.
Speed?
Speed. Good speed.
Good speed?
Yes.
Okay.
Good speed.
I'm sorry. I was asking you about speed.
Good speed?
I didn't go up enough. It should speed?
Yes.
It wasn't really more of a statement.
I believe he ran 4.4.
Okay, yep. That's all. Okay.
At like 6'4", 2 plus.
Hell Gabe yeah. is on a word restriction this uh-huh. morning, so he was trying to be efficient. Yes, exactly, in his messaging there. Let's get to Aaron Rodgers very quickly before we go to Adam Schefter this morning on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. So I'm trying to follow what's going on with the other New York team. Obviously, the Jets have announced they are not going to bring Aaron Rodgers back. So the Giants have been a team that a lot of people are mentioning, although there are mixed messages coming out of Giants camp. There was an insider who said that Rodgers was a last resort for the Giants. And then he sort of went back on it and said, well, things are moving really fast. The situation is fluid. He appears to be as viable an option as any other. And I think, Gabe, the general thought is that they wanted Stafford.
Yeah.
The Giants were interested in Matthew Stafford before he re-signed with the Rams.
I can't remember who I or where I saw this report yesterday, but it was apparently the Giants were really close. Like, they were willing to meet whatever number Stafford was. They had talked with the Rams about what players and picks it would take. Were more than willing to give all of that up for Matthew Stafford. And then ultimately Stafford went, nah, you want to stay in Los Angeles. And the Rams gave him the money that he wanted. So they were going to be really aggressive to get Matthew Stafford. Why they want aging quarterbacks is beyond me, because you would think they would just want to reboot this thing. But the next best probably on the market is going to be Aaron Rodgers.
No way Aaron Rodgers wants to go to the Giants, though, right? Like, what is the incentive for Rodgers to go there?
Keep playing.
Have a job. Yeah, no.
Yeah, that no, that's it.
That looks correct. Yeah, for those of you listening.
If you're hearing my silence, I just
you
don't
can
think
probably picture what her face looks like.
I just don't think that's enough. Like,
no.
There's got to be, and again, this is why I think it's more likely that he waits to see if there's an injury that occurs throughout the season, get himself healthy, be in the best shape of his life, and then be able to kind of swoop in hero style, right? An organization that now loses a quarterback midseason to a season-ending injury, and he can dun-da-da-dun show up and be the guy who, you know, takes them to the promised land, or whatever, wins games, keeps the season alive, who
First
knows?
First round exit from the playoffs.
But that's such a risky proposition, that somebody's going to suffer, that a contending team is going to suffer a long-term injury at that position.
Yeah.
That's a risky proposition, so then he would be willing to risk never playing again in order to do that.
What we're witnessing is the league retiring Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
And uh-huh. he is doing his best to not have that happen. But when your two best options are the Titans and the Giants, two of the more pathetic professional sports franchises in all of sports in America, you are experiencing what is no one wants you, man. There's no place for you. It's not making sense. And maybe you end up with the Raiders, but do you want Tom Brady to be your day-to-day boss because he's taking more and more part in things?
I'm not sure Brady would even sign up for the Rodgers sweepstakes, the Rodgers experience.
The only way they would is if they miss out, if like Shadur doesn't fall to them or they don't go and yeah. up and get one.
And there is news that the Giants' plan or hope and desire is to get up to the first overall pick and take Cam Ward. So if that is something they think is possible, Aaron Rodgers is as good as done.
So does Aaron Rodgers sit until after the draft? Do teams wait and see how the draft board falls and see how all of those dominoes shake out before they give him a call? Is that a possibility?
Unless they sign him to like an A.J. Dillon type deal where nothing's guaranteed.
Yeah, his options are thin, getting thinner after the draft. It just doesn't make sense.
This is the quintessential life comes at you fast.
Uh-huh.
Right? I mean, it is not that long ago he was running out of the tunnel, holding the American flag on opening night of the season, and there was all of this optimism, and there was all of this belief that this, you know, new chapter was going to end, you know, with him having a lot of success. Not everyone thought that, but plenty of people did. And now here we are a few seasons later, an Achilles injury later, and he may not have a team in 2025. Life comes at you fast, even if you're Aaron Rodgers. We'll take a break here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Adam Schefter coming up next. Hopefully he has some insight on some of these players we've been discussing this morning. Stick around.
Bucks fans, Screamin' Sicilian and Michelob Ultra have teamed up to offer you a hot deal. Stop by your local Pick and Save or Metro Market store and save up to $6 on the purchase of one Screamin' Sicilian Tavern style pizza when you purchase one Michelob Ultra 30 pack. That's right. Save $6 on the purchase of a Screamin' Sicilian Tavern style style pizza when you purchase a Michelob Ultra 30 pack at your local Pick and Save and Metro Market store. Hurry in. The offer's valid starting today through April 1st with Screamin' Sicilian. Taste what all the screaming's about.
Everyone's go-to source for all NFL news.
And we're going to get right to some breaking news here that just came down. This tweet from Adam Schefter.
Adam's on the phone. Adam, yeah, you got more news? What do you got?
You're going with another move.
And here is the man who knows all, Adam Schefter.
It's ESPN NFL Insider, Adam Schefter.
It's always hard to beat a team three times one season. It just is. I wouldn't be surprised if they meet again. And I wouldn't be surprised if Green Bay is in that game and Green Bay has a chance to win that game.
Adam Schefter on JGC is sponsored by Island Resort and Casino. Gaming, casual, and fine dining. Two golf courses, a luxury spa, and live entertainment. Your total experience is at the Island.
Nobody better to talk to this morning than Adam Schefter about what's going on with the green and gold. Good morning, Adam. What do you got there? A Pacers shirt? Pulling for the Pacers now?
Yeah, I used to have a friend that worked there. He sent me the shirt, and so we have the shirt.
We appreciate the Midwest love.
Bleep the Pacers, man. Like, we got to get Adam a Bucks shirt.
That should be something.
Yeah, I don't have a Bucks shirt.
All right.
You know who we got to call us? Zach Eisenrath has got to send me. Am I seeing Zach's last? Zach Eisenrath.
Yeah. How about right? Zach getting a shout out on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy this morning? He's going to be absolutely thrilled about that. Yes.
There's got to be some Bucks paraphernalia. Bucks paraphernalia.
I know. I saw.
Have to go to Jimmy and Dee Haslam for that. You know, like I shouldn't have to bother them for that.
Feels like you know plenty of people, though, Adam. The name dropping that is happening this morning on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
I'm going to look into it, and I'm going to make sure you get some Bucks gear, because they're starting to play some pretty good basketball here, Adam, and I think they're going to be making a pretty good push over the next 6 weeks.
From your mouth.
The Bucks?
I thought Adam was going to say something about the Bucks. Sorry about that, Adam. You and I seem to be jumping on top of each other right now. It's okay. Let's talk about Davante Adams, because obviously there is a lot of interest from Packers fans to have Davante Adams reunite with the Green Bay Packers. Are you hearing anything? Are the Packers interested in bringing him back, or should we just kind of move on?
Well, I think there'd be some interest. I don't know that it's option one for him or them. I think it's something that absolutely is out there. It sounds like he'd like to go back to the West Coast. I think Green Bay does make some sense, and Green Bay certainly could use another wide receiver. I'm sure they're looking at what they could do here during free agency. Do you see the list of free agent wide receivers in this class?
We certainly have seen it, Adam. We certainly have. We looked at it, and then we looked away.
Hold on. We got Davante Adams, Stephon Diggs, Keenan Allen, Chris Godwin, Amari Cooper, Brandon Cooks, Marquise Brown, Darius Slayton, DeAndre Hopkins, Elijah Moore, Deontay Johnson, De'Ami Brown, Juju, Josh Palmer, Mike Williams, Nick Westbrook-Ikhine, Van Jefferson, Robert Woods, DeMarcus Robinson, Tyler Boyd, Tutu Atwell, Noah Brown. I mean, it's a pretty deep list.
But it's not a very good list.
Right, and a lot of those guys are coming off of injury as well.
That's what it is. There are some injury guys. There are some guys that are younger, some guys that are older, but it's supply and demand.
Yeah, I mean, it's not nobody there other than Davante, I think, can step into a team and be wide receiver one. Do you?
I think he can be. I think he still can be a wide receiver one. He's not the same guy. It's not like we're talking about the prime Davante Adams that we saw tearing up. He's not that, but he's still a great
receiver. Oh, he's still really good. I think he's the best of the bunch.
No. I think Gabe is saying he thinks he's the only one who could step in and be a wide receiver one. When you look at the rest of that list, they all sort of feel like wide receiver twos or further down on the list. And Green Bay is in desperate need of somebody to come in and be the guy.
Chris Godwin could be, but he's coming off a big knee injury.
There's a huge question mark, because it seemed like a pretty devastating injury.
That's not an easy one to overcome. And again, there's a reason that this list is getting to free agency. The league has done a better job of identifying good young players that they want to re-sign and retain. Did you notice this year there were only two players who were tagged? Two. Okay, T. Higgins would have been one. and he would have been a number one wide receiver. Mm-hmm. So now you've got the rest of the list, and there, it's a great list. There's a lot of great players, but there are lists with questions on there too.
What's the timeline now, do you think, for Devontae? Because he can sign anywhere, so he's got that advantage over everybody else you listed. They can't start talking to teams other than their own until Monday. He can start talking with anybody now. Does he last until free agency starts, or do you think he signs with someone before that?
I don't know the answer to that. I guess my advice to Devontae would be get that deal done today if you can. Honestly, like the sooner you get it done, the better you are, better off you're going to be. The price on Devontae Adams isn't going to rise on Monday and Tuesday. The price to me on these things drops the further you get into free agency, and the best prices for players usually come Saturday, Sunday, Monday into Tuesday. If you have to wait until Wednesday or Thursday by then, your price usually is not in a better spot than it was at the beginning of the week.
Adam Schefter hanging out with Jen, Gabe, and Chewy as he does each and every Wednesday. So the other thing that we're wondering if it will affect where Devontae Adams goes is Aaron Rodgers. And the sweepstakes seems to be getting smaller and smaller. We're hearing the Giants. We're hearing the Titans. We're hearing maybe he takes a year off. We're hearing maybe he comes in relief of an injured quarterback midseason. What do you think is most likely to happen? As Joshy said earlier, this feels like the quintessential, the league sort of retiring a future Hall of Famer. I said, life comes at you fast, even if you're Aaron Rodgers, Shefty.
The quarterback carousel is still winding around, and we're going to see how it shakes out in the next week. But I can say that as we look at it right now, there are not an abundance of landing spots for Aaron Rodgers. We could look at the Giants potentially as well. I don't see Aaron Rodgers going to Tennessee, Cleveland, Indy. I don't see him doing that. I think he's going to a team, a certain kind of team, in a certain kind of market. The best spot for Aaron Rodgers was the Los Angeles Rams, and that dried up. Because if Matthew Stafford had been traded to the Giants or the Raiders, which had been discussed, that would have been a home run for Aaron Rodgers. Has a house in Malibu. I think he has enormous respect for Sean McVay. The roster is ready to win. He could have stepped in there. They could have gotten a deal done, and that would have been the home run play. The home run play wound up striking out. And so now you look at it, and the way I see it, the Giants are a potential option. I heard Max Crosby lobbying for Aaron Rodgers to come to Las Vegas. I haven't heard a lot of chatter. It always could happen. I always like to say, as Sean McVay said, there are no absolutes at this time of the year. But I haven't heard a lot of Vegas chatter. We'll see if that changes. Where are the other potential landing spots for Aaron Rodgers? Pittsburgh, maybe? I think they're gonna re-sign either Justin Fields or Russell Wilson. So I think we may be in a position here where Aaron Rodgers' best option is to wait and to see what happens and to see a situation that we don't see coming. I don't know what that is right now, but quarterback X on this team decides he wants a new contract. The team trades him. Quarterback X is injured. Team suffers quarterback loss with some off-field issue. Like, there are things that happen semi-regularly. And so either the Giants come through in my mind, maybe a Pittsburgh or a Raiders materializes. That's possible. I don't see that today, but it could happen. And short of that, his best option may be to just wait. Wait to see what happens. Wait until the board resets a little bit and see what else comes up.
Adam, maybe you can help me. I don't understand why the Giants were, A, interested in Matthew Stafford in the first place, and now they're interested in Aaron Rodgers. I just assumed once they decided that they were going to move on from Daniel Jones, they were going to hit the reset button, try to get a young quarterback, and start trying to figure out if that young quarterback can be the guy they can build around. These guys seem like stopgap options for a team that's not really that close to winning.
Well, I can make this very simple for you.
All right.
First of all, you got a coach and a GM that's fighting to keep their jobs. You have the number three pick. You have two quarterbacks that are regarded as the top two quarterbacks in this draft. What if you can't trade up, and what if quarterbacks go one and two? Who's your quarterback? Beyond that, what if you do get one of those rookie quarterbacks and he's not ready? Who's your quarterback? You need a quarterback. The only quarterback they currently have under contract is Tommy DeVito. So what are you doing? You need a quarterback. Matthew Stafford is still playing at a Pro Bowl level. If you have the opportunity to get Matthew Stafford, you jump at that. In fact, I would say the Giants should have been more aggressive and made a bolder play and offered more draft pick compensation than they did to get him. The other options at this point, Aaron Rodgers, the price might be right. Aaron Rodgers is probably not the first choice. Matthew Stafford would have been ideal. Trading up in the draft would be ideal, but you didn't get Stafford. You might not be able to trade up. What are you going to do? You can't just say, well, we missed out on all these other things. Time for Tommy Cutlets. Like, that's not happening. So what do you want to do, Gabe?
I'm just curious as to, I mean, I guess I understand why Rodgers would go there if he's got no other options. But having
do you understand now why they went at Stafford? Like, he's still a top quarterback.
I understand going after Stafford. But also, I think Stafford probably has a couple of seasons left. Maybe three, maybe four. Seems like Aaron Rodgers wants to play one more season to try to prove that he could still do it and then maybe walk away.
Okay, fine. Again, let's say you don't like Aaron Rodgers. Who do you want the Giants to go get right now?
Why not go get Sam Darnold? Vikings didn't franchise tag him.
By the way, that's an option. That's an option. I'm sure they're going to look at that. That is an option. But by the way, what's it going to take to sign Sam Darnold? Is he going to leave Minnesota? Is he going to have other options? Are you absolutely going to get him? I don't know. They don't know. They might.
My God, the ego blow that Aaron Rodgers would take if the Giants decided to go with Sam Darnold instead of him would be incredible, outrageous, enormous. Like, I can't stress it enough how difficult that would be for Aaron Rodgers to swallow.
I can't think of a time when a quarterback at his level, a first ballot Hall of Famer, is going to be retired by the league. Like, most guys at that level are the ones who eventually make the decision to walk away. That's what happened with Brett. Like, he got beat up in his last season in Minnesota. He's like, I can't take it anymore. I'm walking away. Drew Brees, Peyton Manning, Tom Brady. Like, all these guys that are on his level ultimately walked away on their own accord. And he might be the one that gets retired by the league.
Again, it would be naive of us to sit here and act like some of his personality isn't playing a role in that. I know that we minimize it at times and say, if you can win, you can win. And people don't care. They'll deal with a lot. I believe that the league is looking around going, it feels dangerous. It feels like, again, just my opinion. And also, you know, him being 40 years old. Like, that's the other thing to it. I don't want to spend all of our time on that, Adam. I do also want to talk about Saquon Barkley, who got that outrageous, extraordinary deal. Not outrageous in a bad way, but, like, good for him from the Philadelphia Eagles. I mean, the hits just keep on coming for the New York Giants here. Were you surprised when you saw that news, when you received that news and announced that news yesterday that the Eagles locked him up like that?
I think you've got a situation there where Saquon Barkley was going to get a new contract this offseason. And obviously you work off the Christian McCaffrey deal that got done last offseason. And if my memory serves me correct, that deal got done sometime in the spring, like later on, way after free agency. So the only surprise to me was that this came yesterday, a week ahead of free agency. But I think it was typical Eagles getting out in front and sending a message. They knew they were going to do it. And it sets a tone for the offseason. We take care of the players we want to take care of. We do the right thing. We send a message. And by the way, it stands in stark contrast to the way the Giants handled Saquon Barkley. A year ago, we're going back and forth about whether the Giants are going to tag him, whether they're going to re-sign him, whether they're going to lose him. And here we are a year later, less than a year later, or basically in the same week, where the Eagles go and make Saquon Barkley the first $20-plus million a year running back. So They boost up their own franchise. They shine a spotlight on how valuable Saquon's been. And they decided to move ahead to see how this is going to work out. Like, Saquon was a home run signing last year. You want every sign to be like that. And they've elevated his salary and put him in a stratosphere that no running back has been in before.
All right, Adam, I need help. Who are you taking this weekend? Arnold Palmer Invitational. You know,
Gabe, I'm so glad you asked me that.
Yes.
I know Jen's not. I am.
So am I.
It's the first week of our golf pool.
All right.
I do not have a conviction. I don't want to use like Scheffler or Rory because it's the first week, 28 weeks. Like, I don't want to burn them, right? Like, you get to use them once. So me and my partners have been voting on it. I initially sent in Thomas, Cantlay, Hideki. But I'm maybe Lowry, maybe Russell. Who do you like?
Yeah, so I was debating if I wanted to burn one of those big names because it is a signature event. So you get a lot of points if you know Rory or Scheffler steps up and wins.
I know.
I mean, Sam Burns has always played well there. I was looking at birdie numbers. Cam Young's had really good. I mean, it makes a lot of bogeys too. So that's the issue. It'd be kind of a gamble if you went with Cam Young. But I'm kind of leaning towards Sam Burns right now.
That's an interesting one. Sam Burns. I haven't even heard his name. Sam Burns. Well, he's not played great. He's played okay. 24th at the Genesis, 49th at the Waste Management, 22nd at the 18th. Not great. He's playing better, but he's not playing great.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But he's got a decent history there. Just another name that you guys can debate amongst yourselves.
This is going to be a process today, and I don't really have the time for this today. I told them I don't have a conviction this week. You guys make the pick and let me know.
I mean, I can't imagine what you're going to have to go through next week. I mean, next week with the players going on and free agency.
I know where I want to go there. I know where I want to go there.
All right.
Okay. Jen, what are you eating? An apple there?
Well, I wasn't gonna weigh in on this conversation, so I may as well get a jump start on my breakfast.
Adam, she started to take golf lessons. Like, she's gonna get the golf bug and join these conversations pretty soon.
Jen, you're taking golf lessons?
I am, yes.
What? How far into it are we?
Very early, but I feel good. You know, I can hit the ball, which is a huge benefit,
I think. Step one.
what made you want to take golf lessons?
Many things, but mostly it will give me an opportunity to see my husband, because, you know, that's where he spends the majority of his time. So I figure if you can't beat him, join him type of thing. So, yeah, I'm gonna hang out with him at the driving range.
Wow, pretty cool.
Yeah.
I like that.
Well, I'm glad that you guys got that fix in, you know.
You got to give him the outlet. Everybody's asking him about Devontae Adams, Aaron Rodgers, Myles Garrett all day. My guy just wanted to talk a little
bit. Gabe was over here scratching like Dave Chappelle, okay, to like get in the golf stuff.
There are a few things that I'm more concerned about than who's going to win the Arnold Palmer this week, and I can tell you that right now.
Adam, we appreciate you hanging out with us. We're going to put together that care package for you of Bucks gear so that you can sport some Bucks gear.
Can I give you my sizes?
Oh, yes, please.
I think probably L t-shirt, XL sweatshirt, XL sweatshirt, L shirt, and probably L short.
All right.
Put the requests in. I feel like we can make that happen. Adam Schefter hanging out with Jen, Gabe, and Chewy each and every Wednesday. Adam, have a great one. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you.
He's just the best.
I love him.
I love that we're like, you can't wear that Pacers shirt. And he's like, give me some bucks here. Make it happen.
I can do that.
Yeah, absolutely. We have connections.
Island Resort and Casino each and every week brings us our conversations with Adam Schefter. It's a premier resort destination, the largest north of Milwaukee, with everything you like to do in one awesome location. Visit islandresortandcasino.com and book your total experience today.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
But she doesn't know. Every now and then, I got the blammer coming up and like, I'll let you use my tractor for two of the blue things. Which I think is a pretty good deal. You're which right. gets well, me in trouble. Right.
You got a Viagra ring?
On 94.5 ESPN.
So the NFL draft in Green Bay is just 50 days away. Right around the corner. And fans can now register for free entry to the 2025 NFL Draft by downloading the NFL One Pass app or by registering online at NFL.com/draft access. Every adult is required to register. All registrants may bring up to 5 kids per entry, that according to Packers.com. And one of the people in this group have already taken care of that, haven't they?
Yeah, to me, the draft is one of the more exciting things that isn't actually like playoff football. So even though I'm going to be there in a professional capacity and will be working, I don't know what the credentials are going to look like. So I went ahead and just said all 3 days, if I want to waltz on over and just kind of get a feel of what's going on, because it doesn't give you access to the theater where they're actually doing the draft. But as we've seen, like it's a whole scene. There is so much space, there's so much going on.
Games, exhibits, yes. Player appearances, there'll be plenty of activations for brands and sponsors.
So I, being a draft dork, decided I need to be in the mix as much as possible, and I don't want to leave that up to chance or anyone else. I'm going to give myself an opportunity to be there.
Hey, I kind of love draft dork, by the way. Draft dork? That's a good little nickname. I mean, we could, for the next 50 days, at the very least, we should refer to him as draft dork.
Maybe get him a hat.
I'll wear it.
Yeah, I know you would. I know you would. That's why I would get it for you.
I only put it on, though, when we talk draft. I have to switch hats.
Correct, yes.
I'm going to talk about the draft, I need to accompany with a hat.
Would you punt on any work responsibilities if you do indeed get this for those 3 days?
So what this is...
Let me just interrupt here. My client my client should not answer this question.
So
my
what
client
this
is not
going is,
to.
Is in, it's aside from that. So I have not crossed the bridge of what if I have the opportunity to go to the draft first, need to be there. I would probably look at like day two or day three, because just knowing how big the draft day is for us and all the things we're going to be doing, it's probably not going to be looked on too lightly. Like, hey, we brought you up to the draft and now you're just going to watch and have beer. I don't think that would fly, which I think is a fair expectation.
But also, if you're the draft dork and you get a chance to go out, you know, join it. Like, I don't know if anybody, you advertised it with a hat saying draft dork.
Hey, Gabe, bills, rent, going to come up. Need to keep the job.
Yeah, what's Mussolini for?
Personally, I think you've said too much already, Josh. I'm not going to lie. Like, I was hoping you'd quit while you were ahead, and then you just kept spinning over there. So, obviously, if you are interested in going to the draft, I saw... my daughter's teacher. I was trying to figure out who it was that was talking to me about this. My daughter, who is in 4K, her teacher is a huge Packers fan, and she said she's going up. She's getting tickets, going up, super pumped about it being in Wisconsin, huge football fan, and so she'll be there in Green Bay for the draft. And the look on her face, guys, the giddiness on her face, I don't know that I've seen that yet. It was my first time seeing somebody who was like so flippin' jazzed about the draft being in Wisconsin, about it being, you know, an hour and a half north of us. And I'm sure there are many other people out there who are like that, but it was actually kind of a cool, like, oh yeah, it's work for us. And Joshy, obviously you recognize the significance of it, how special it is, but it's work for us, right? We're going to go up, we're going to work the draft. But for people like my daughter's teacher, this is a once in a lifetime opportunity. And I think we can't lose sight of that as we continue talking about it and covering it.
Josh, is the number one thing on your power rankings about attending the draft is number one, the opportunity to boo Roger Goodell?
I would love to do that.
Okay.
I would also like to an image of me heartily laughing at a team making a back draft decision.
Okay,
that
sure.
would be, you know, picking on somebody for
a little shart and farter.
Yeah. The Oakland Raiders draft somebody way, way too early. Like that. That is, yeah. But booing Goodell, Simon, I'd boo Mark Murphy if he makes a face out there. I don't know why. I just
if
feel
he
like
makes a wait, face. You just would... any face, not yeah. any specific uh-huh. face, just a face.
But yeah. So let me get this straight.
Yep.
Mark Murphy, the president and CEO of your favorite team,
yep.
who made it his mission to bring your favorite
yep.
non-playoff event to the state in which you reside.
Mm-hmm.
If he showed his face at this event, his baby,
yep.
you would boo him.
Yeah. Ticket prices. Have you seen them? Trying to rip off the city of Green Bay for rent? Come on.
All right.
Yep, there you go.
Listen, at least he's consistent.
Yeah, but I just thought if he loved the draft so much, why would he boo the guy who brought the draft
to him? If he shows his face at the end, I'd give him a round of applause.
It's just one thing he's done, Gabe.
Yeah.
Josh is considering all the things he has done.
Josh's favorite thing is the draft.
Yeah. It's, his second favorite thing is the Packers. He's the president of the Packers.
I never said this was rational. It's feelings.
Welcome to fandom, guys. We'll take a break. Roll on right after this.
More Jen, Gabe, and Chewy coming up on 94.5 ESPN.